Have you ever wanted to be a detective? It always looks so good on the TV, doesn't it? Just solving the crime in the last few moments, just before the end titles are about to roll. Well, police in Darlington are launching a new drive to get volunteers to come and help them tackle crime. Officers want to add to the existing team of 12 members of the public who help them carry out their duties. So how also could you even clean the filth from Feetham's? Take on the Mowden Park Mafia. A haul in those hoodlums of High Row. Our reporter David McMillan has taken to the mean streets of Darlow to find out.
It's hardly so riddled with crime that it makes Gotham look like Guernsey, but police say they need the help of the good citizens of Darlington to keep the streets safe. But are the good citizens tough enough to take on the task? How would you rate your suitability to be a law enforcement officer? Is it something you think you'd be good at?
No, but my husband would be. He's very good at bossing people about.
Considering I am classified as blind, deaf, with a pacemaker, I think I could manage that with the police, yes.
You know, I can see the hit Hollywood cop movie, despite the setbacks, you use your extrasensory perception to solve the crime.
Of course, I can sniff things out.
Yeah, riot control probably for, like, the nightclubs and things.
Now, if you don't mind me saying, you don't look like, you know, a female bodybuilder or someone who's been in the SAS. What qualities do you have that would make you suited to that particular task?
Probably team building.
So basically you would build them up and motivate them and then send, right, you go in and stop that fight while you sit outside with a coffee and a donut.
Yeah, I could see myself as a law enforcement person. I'd be good at stopping fights and stuff, really, I think, because I'm my size.
And do you think you could transfer those skills to some sort of backstreet interrogations, you know, when the authorities aren't looking, maybe a bit of sweet chin music to get the answers you want?
Yeah, probably.
So I'm just saying, clearly you would be utterly corrupt as a police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I'd probably be like more of a manager type person. Just looking over everyone, making sure they're doing the job. Make sure guys like him aren't corrupt.
So you'd be busting his chops, yeah, for his backstreet shenanigans.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what I'd be good at a lot, I'd put him right.
Now, to aid recruitment, BBC Tees has been working with top men, to produce a police suitability system called the Bergerac-Bower Scale. Now, in the Bergerac-Bower Scale, 1 is doddering around the Channel Islands, and 10 is the fool. You've got 24 hours to save the world, Jack!
About 6, I would say.
6?
Yeah.
That's a Frank Drebin. That's the chap from Police Squad.
Right.
That's quite good. Cigarette?
Yes, I know.
About 7.
7. 7 is Starsky from Starsky and Hutch. Are you familiar with his work?
Not really.
Oh, yeah, Starsky. Yeah, I can see that.
30 years ago, I could have been Bergerac. Oh, I think it'd be 10.
10. So you're the full Jack Bauer, then?
Yeah, really 10.
You're the full saving the president.
I'd have to go home and find out who this Jack Bauer is. So I kind of bounce about on car bonnets, but I can sit in the pub like Morse.